We're in Siman Reish Chaf, Hatovas Chalom, and we will be doing the entire Siman. Haroa Chalom. Someone sees a dream. V'nafsho aguma olav. And he's all worried and depressed because of the dream. Even if it wasn't a bad dream, but it's the kind of dream that gets him all worried. Yaitivenu, he should do Hatovas Chalom, ba'ape tlosa derechimule, in front of three friends, Pirisha Ohevim also, Velema ba'apayu, they should say in front of him, Chalmetova chazoi, he should say, I saw a good dream, Velemru inhu, and they should say, Tovahu v'tova leheva, it is good and it should be good, v'chulu, the rest of the nusach. Now, this is true, even if someone is going to do a tainus chalom, we'll soon see that there's an inyan of fasting for a bad dream, even if someone is going to do that, in addition, he should do hatovas chalom. It's also best that he do hatovas chalom first thing in the morning. At the end of Atovas Chalom, it says, Leich echol besimcha lachmecha. The Mishtabura says that if the person's fasting, they should not tell him, Leich echol besimcha lachmecha. There's a mitzvah to be one of the three people that's doing Atovas Chalom. It's a very big chesed. You're calming people down. How many times do they say it? Some say three times, some say seven times. What happens if someone has a bad dream about a strange person, about somebody else? Mishnah Berurah says that he should fast, first of all, for the other person, and also you should know there are times that we dream about others, but really it's just reflecting a dream that should have been in ourselves. Sif Beis. Yofa Tainis Levatel Chalom Ra Ke'esh L'Na'oris. A fast is good to get rid of a chalom, to destroy it. The same way that fire can burn flax, meaning it just completely gets rid of it. There's nothing left. Hagov v'dafko bo bayom v'afilu b'Shabbos, on that day and even on Shabbos, it's considered an onik Shabbos to fast for Hatovas Chalom, but the halach is that one has to make up for it because he's mevatel the onik Shabbos, the Suda Shabbos. Mishnah Berurah brings down that a pregnant or nursing mother should not be fasting, but instead should pay a day's food, that is, should be poda her tainus. Also, the only way that the tainus works is if you're going to do tshuva. And finally, the Mishnah Berurah says that hatovas chalom is important. Fasting for a chalom is a reshus, meaning there's no chiyuv to go ahead and do it. If you do it, it'll get rid of the chalom, but you're not mechuyev to.